Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Today is Stellar Tuesday. We have the wonderful Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. She's going to be talking about relationships, and Miyoshi Marie. But before we get started, I hope each and every one of you out there had a victorious day. If you notice, I'm always speaking about victory. Victoriousness and victory, you know, winning in life is not a matter or form of appearance. It has nothing to do with vanity. Victory in life ultimately hinges on whether one has truly fought, whether one has truly advanced. And it's about advancement out here. With all this stuff going on out here, we get up in the morning, I look in the mirror, and I say, you're going to have a victorious day. And then I tell myself how great and wonderful I am. And then I check with my secretary, which is my vanity mirror, with everything for the entire month up there on a piece of paper. Because if I put it down, I might not find it. So it's about the victories out here and how we start our day. And it's so much going on out here. I want to tell you again, your power is in your vote. So be prepared to go and vote no matter what. Study the candidates' initiatives out there so you'll know who you're putting in those seats, okay? Just don't go in there and check it off. Just don't check the check the check the check. We have to keep ourselves healthy and keep ourselves alive, and we have to stay woke. Now, I have something to tell you. You know, there is a southern cuisine. It's not a soul food restaurant. It is a southern cuisine. It's called Biola's. Biola's is located in Ontario, California, at 1845 East Hope. Biola has good food. It's family ran. We have to go out and support. When you're traveling on that 10 going east to west, take that exit on Vineyard and go down to Hope. It's right across the street from the convention center. It's in a very, very nice area. They have excellent, excellent food. And if you're coming into Los Angeles, coming in from the east and you stop out there, please bring me some peach cobbler. They have some peach cobbler in there that you want to order up for or five pans, okay, to bring with you. And it's prepared in a manner that you can freeze it, and it will last you for a couple of months. So Biola's Southern Cuisine at 1845 East Hope Street. You call in your orders, or you can order online, or you call in. They do DoorDash. They can't bring DoorDash out here to me because I'm about 50 miles away, but sometimes I think about it. And the telephone number to call is 909-390-3663. Again, that's Biola's Southern Cuisine. And it's not just like a soul food restaurant. They know what they're doing in there. They know how to make you feel, and I would say just take your food home, because if you sit in the car and eat it, you're going to have a problem on your hands, because you're going to be so relaxed and feeling so good that you're not going to want to do anything for anything. So before we have Miss Stephanie Haynes come on with relationships, and I think that her topic today is going to be relationships between mother and daughters. You know, we've gone through a series of things with her, and Stephanie brings it to you. So get out your pencil and pad, and before she comes on, I'm just going to play a little song for you, okay?
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah, would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight?
Give you a little bit of that about that love. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. Stephanie, are you on the line to share and care? We're waking up with Linda McShann.
Yes, good evening, Linda and audience. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm fine, and we're fine. We're waiting on you. I know you had a victorious day. It was a busy day, but I'm yes, I'm so glad you're here with us tonight to care and share. So I'm just going to turn it over to you.
All right, so good evening, listeners. Tonight's topic is on to be on relationship between mothers and daughters. So a daughter without her mother is a woman broken. So what is the relationship between a mother and a daughter? The relationship between a mother and daughter is full of learning experiences. Both the mother and daughter put away their personal preferences in order to build a bond based on love. In a strong relationship, the two will build a bond that is based on love, and they stand side by side in order to provide support to each other. And that's the basis of a mother and daughter relationship. So what is a healthy mother and daughter relationship? So it's involved in active listening. Meaning words are reflected back at the person who says them so they can feel truly heard. And so it's a technique of talk and listen. You know, the other person's listening, and then once that person finishes listening, and then he or she can summarize back what the other person has said. And that's what you call active listening, right? Then number three, so what does mother-daughter mean? So a daughter who is favored by and similar to her mother. Our daughter is a girl, a female human offspring. Her daughter cares at age, meaning that as we get older as the daughter, you know, we there for our mother. Now, there are six crucial traits of a healthy mother-daughter relationship. And before I go into them, and I want to say the importance of a mother and daughter relationship, very significant in our lives, right?
Yes.
They can also be, because sometimes it becomes, what you call it, competition between mother and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always good because of the fact that sometimes a mother didn't have a good relationship with her own mother, and her mother deprived her of being who she could have been, right? And then that mother, when she has a daughter, she finds herself living vicariously through that daughter, which is not a healthy thing, right? So the mom is not a lifeboat, okay?
Okay.
A healthy mother-daughter relationship always allows the daughter to fall down and learn how to pick her. While there are certainly times at which everybody needs their mother, that tender, loving care, or assistance with a difficult situation, a healthy dynamic encourages the daughter's growth away from the mother. On the flip side of this, the daughter doesn't look to her mother to fix everything, and she doesn't feel resentful when her mother doesn't or can't do so, right? So the next one is the relationship goes too late. Most of us can probably do some work on this one. As it is incredibly tempting to call our mom and talk their ears off about our own lives without once inquiring about theirs. The best mother and daughter relationship are more receptive. This doesn't mean that your mom is telling you all the gritty details of her dating life. It just means that you take some time out of the conversation to find out how she's doing, rather than making it all about you 24/7. Right. So the healthiest mother-daughter relationship involves active listening, meaning words are reflected back at the person who says them, and so they feel truly heard. Right. So that listening part is very important. And then the next one, they don't avoid conflict, but they also resolve it quickly and don't let grudges build up over the span of 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so healthy mother-daughter relationship pairs also know how to pick the battle. Sometimes the mom advice can be annoying. You should really try to listen. Like, for example, now if your mother said, oh, you need to try to lose 10 pounds, right? But it might not be that easy just to take it rather than create unnecessary drama. Finally, when with respect, you know, just, you know, out of respect, you say, okay, mom. But on the other hand, if you didn't have that good relationship with your mom, you know, you probably said, what you talking about? You know, you go off on it, right? But when you do have that relationship, you say, okay, mom, you okay? Maybe I do need to lose 10 pounds, right? You're not being, you know, offensive about it, right? So the best daughter team don't go low in their argument, meaning that you don't go back and forth calling each other names.
Mm-hmm.
People who know us best can hurt us the most deeply. So it's important to avoid each other's most sensitive spots in the heat of the moment. Because, you know, when you get in the heat of the moment, you say, you bring all that stuff up from childhood that hurt you to the forefront of the relationship, what's going on right now. Right? But if you had the courage and the knowledge and the tools to be able to talk in the moment back then, you know, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in now. If you not, if you don't have that harmonious relationship with your mom. So the next one is, they don't try to change each other.
Okay.
All right? So you don't want to change your mom, right? Moms feel threatened and rejected that their daughter are making different decisions. Daughter thinks their mom disapproves of them and get defensive. If this resonates with you on any level, just join the club. The best mother-daughter team accept each other's differences and don't try to make the other person more like them.
Right.
And that's very important. All right. So when some mothers aren't able to see where they end and their daughters begin, the daughter becomes unhealthy, the extensions of their self-esteem creating numerous problems for both. All right. So the next one is, they know just.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, bringing up the good points, too little time together, and you miss your mom too much, and you feel as if you never left the house. That's not a good feeling for an adult, right?
True.
So everyone's boiling point in this regard is different. Important to know your sets of boundaries accordingly. And it's very important to set boundaries in your relationship with your mom. You know, you don't go tell her everything, especially into your relationship if you're married or even dating. You know, some things stay private just between you and your mate.
Right.
Your mom do not need to know everything, right?
I agree.
And the next one is, they don't guilt each other, you know? We have a tendency to guilt the ones we love for any previous life. But the healthiest relationship minimizes this type of behavior. If you have a mom who is particularly prone to guilting you, I suggest that you diffuse this potential source of conflict. Don't go there. You know, because whatever you feed, it grows.
Yes, and you're right about that.
And sometimes when an individual is miserable, you know, they try to project their pain on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what does mother's daughter mean? That's my question to you. So, what is your relationship with your mom?
Are you asking me what was my relationship? Well, since she's no longer here, but she's still here, I flash back and I keep smiles on my face because I'm not living her life, but I move my life according, Stephanie, to the things that she told me. You know, she taught me at an early age to get out there and stand up like a redwood tree and be responsible and be nosy. That means leave your neighborhood and go find out things that are happening. So what she did was made it possible for me to be comfortable no matter what setting I'm in. Also, one thing that I remember, and it didn't come to me till later on in life what she was doing, I always played by myself. You know, I was a shopper. I got in my car, my bicycle, and I got the shopping bag, and I rode downtown and came back. And anything that you bought new and you wanted it, if you could find my shopping bag, then I would sell it back to you. So I was a shopper at that time. But what she would make me do is play alone, entertain myself. okay? I could play in the neighborhood with the neighborhood kids on some days. But then she said, no, today, you know, you're going to be creative. It wasn't until I started getting going through life and doing things. What she taught me was to not ever have to be with a crowd. Whatever you need to do, you do it, whether you have someone with you or not. And I realized that. And I really, really, it brings a smile to my face to be able to move that way. There are some people, they cannot function unless there's people around them. Okay, but learning that trick at an early age, you know, I get real creative. So I'm basically, which is not an appearance, but I'm really a loner. I mean, I could take it or leave it, but I can stay locked up for months, okay, because I'm going to find something to entertain myself. But it was her that taught me that. So our relationship was more like a, I would say like a sister relationship, because we were all raised in the same family. My grandparents, okay, we were all there. Everybody was there. So the shops was really called by the grandparents, right? And, I mean, the respect was given to her, but we all grew up like sisters, really. And as I age and as I look at myself, and if you see her picture and see my picture, I look exactly like her. And everyone tells me that I act like her. Okay, she was very, very definite. She didn't have a lot. She didn't like to argue. She said what she had to say. She was definite and to the point. And if you didn't get it, you know, she'd write it down for you. But she wasn't going to stand up and waste too much energy going into the negative. Very positive individual. But she taught me how to be independent and stand on my own and not to depend. And I didn't have to be a crowd. She always let me know I was a leader. Okay, and to never be a follower. You could you know, work with the crowd, but you don't have to be. She said you can be of it, but you don't have to be in it. Okay, so right. Get up, get off the porch, go to the alley. She said, go to the alley, Linda. Get off the porch and go find out what's going on around here. Because see, as you grow up in life, you'll be able to recognize an alley cat when you see one. Now, that keeps me going every day. So when I run into an alley cat, not being negative with anyone, but when I run into a situation that's giving me that type, I say, oops, that's an alley cat. I got to move over to the left. So she was a pretty good guider in the things that, you know, how she did things. And she really let you make your own decisions. So she let you know that you have options. So what do you decide to do on that? So that was the type of relationship that we carry. But as we go through life, we go back and we can appreciate those things, you know. But, yeah, I was taught to play with the kids a couple of days a week, but also entertain myself. So if whatever I need to do, I could have the crowd. I don't have to have the crowd. And that was a trait that she gave me that I'm very, very appreciative of. And I try to pass that on to, you know, my nieces and my great nieces, to let them know that, you know, you don't need a crowd. You don't need to run with the group. You are the group. And at that time, you go to the party. You go where you want to go, okay? Go to the party. The food is bad. The music is bad. And you're sitting there talking about it. Get up and go home. You don't have to be there. You have options. So I would say the greatest thing that she taught me was that there's options out there, and you utilize your options, and you be the deciding factor of which way you go. Yeah, she's pretty tough cookie and brilliant, very, very brilliant. So sometimes when I was in school, I'd say, Mom, send it down to me, girl. I'm getting ready to take this test. And it was like I didn't do anything. It was like she was writing it. That very, very brilliant, very, very pleasant, very just smiled all the time, you know. And when she didn't want to be bothered, she didn't want to be bothered. And she wouldn't tell you she didn't want to be bothered, but it was her behavior and her actions. You knew. So she wasn't that much of a, as I could say, she didn't feed into the negative at all. She was always that bright light, and if she couldn't light her candle for you, she would not go around you. So that was my mom and our relationship on that. And when you speak of daughter and mother relationship and how we go, and you were talking about how the mother, Stephanie, allows the daughter to fall, I flash right to the mama line. That's how a lion trains her cubs. She pushes them down that hill. And then they'll come back up. She'll push them down again. They'll come back up maybe three or four times, and then she'll walk away from them because she knows that they can stand on their own. So when you said that mama will let the daughter fall, it's the mama lying. So that is a good relationship for mother and daughter. I need to ask you, I know we go through series. We've gone through the father, the son, the husband, the wife, the mother, the daughter. Where are we going to take this next week? So we can, if you need me to post any questions out there, I can do that.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue with this. I'm going to talk about 15 tips to improve the mother and daughter relationship.
Tips to improve. Right? Ooh, that's going to be good. Because, you know,
right,
there's not always the best relationships out there, and that's going to be a good one. Would you like me to post out any questions or anything?
Yeah, well, the first question would be, I would say, let me see. I had put this question down. You know, how can we make the first move to begin to speak to your mom without the fear of judgment?
Speak without judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna post that out there, bring it in. And if I may ask you, I know that, you know, sometimes I hate it, you know, when I have to go against the clock, because you and I can go for hours and hours and hours, because you're going to ask that question, you're going to pull me out front and make me start talking. So, you know, once I get talking, I'm like yatty-catty, and I go on and on and on. But we got Miss Neosha Marie, what's up, coming on behind you. Is there anything that you would like to leave them with the thoughts after speaking about the mother-daughter relationship? Is it one word or a word of advice that we can leave the listeners to really think about this week?
Yeah. Well, I would like to say, you know, everything starts and begins with us.
Okay.
And sometimes in a mother-daughter relationship, especially for those who did not have a harmonious relationship, and I can speak of myself because I didn't have one with
okay.
my mom, you know, and I had to do a lot of reflecting, a lot of researching, a lot of understanding, and having a lot of compassion and understanding, you know,
okay.
in my relationship with my mother. And I'm still have to have patience and understanding and not to have judgment.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's easy to find fault in another individual. And, you know, and what I learned is that, you know, you never know what a person's been through in their childhood, right? And then if they never grow up from that as a child, they bring that into their adulthood.
Yes, they do.
And then when they begin to have children, then they project that same behavior and feelings mm-hmm. onto their children mm-hmm. unknowingly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to really understand, you know, my mom, and just to have that compassionate understanding for her. Because, you know, I have my own children, you know, they ask me, well, why you even go there? Why you even with your mom? You know, the stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Because they saw the pain, the struggle, the disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I, you know, experienced with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to say to the listeners for next week, you know, for those who did not have a great relationship with their mother, or would not even have a main mother in their life at all, you know, because that brings a lot of feelings and heartache and pain as well. You know, so just ponder on that. You know,
okay.
go deep. You know,
okay.
how can you really go down and to really bring that up so you can be able to create a harmonious relationship with your mom?
Wow. Well, on that note, Stephanie, I'm sorry, go on.
Yes. No, because we only get that one, you know, we only get one mom.
That's true. That's
you
it.
You only get one. Yeah. So it's
and we have to be appreciative.
Yeah.
I would tell the young ladies, and after this, we're going to cut out and bring Miss Miyoshi Wood up when I was had students or even when I was a student with my classmates. And you know, you make friends. And then when, you know, you're more mature, the younger ladies will come to you. And so they would come as an auntie and say, you know, my mommy, she just calls me every day. She calls me right before school. Every day she just calls me right before school and goes through there. So it's a thing of what we need to do and what we have to do on that. But on that note, we're going to play some music and bring Miss Miyoshi What's up in here because she's going to be speaking of the domino effect. So love you. Love everybody. That was Miss Stephanie Haynes talking about the mother-daughter relationship.
The downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you. Thank you.
mothers are still living out there, and if they're the best thing that ever happened to you, Miss Stephanie Haynes was telling us about that mother-daughter relationship. You know, if you just want to put a smile on their faces, go to La Flor by Tracy Eloquent Flores. They're located at 3453 West 8th Street in Los Angeles, California. Ask for Linda Lee. The telephone number is 213-487-6487. Again, ask for Linda Lee at La Flor Flores by Tracy. They just do not put flowers in a jar. They go with love, care, and with their heart. So put a smile on someone's face. Talk to Tracy at 213-487-6487. We have Miss Miyoshi Marie coming on with us this evening. Miyoshi Marie, are you on the line? What's up?
Yes, I am. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hey, Linda. What's going on?
Hey, Miyoshi. I know you had a wonderful Victorious Day, and thank you again for coming on to let us know what's up with this domino effect and to care and share for the listeners.
Absolutely. I chose domino effect because that's how my life been for the past week. And I believe that even though we think that our decisions and things that happen to us in our lives, we think that it only affects us, but in reality, it affects everybody around us. And even so, the ones that's close and near to our hearts. Domino effect for me, I had to Google it because that's how I felt like how my life was going for like the past week. And it says that it states that when you make a change to one behavior, it will activate a chain reaction and cause a shift in related behaviors as well. That's what domino effect means. And the reason why I chose this topic today is, as you know, this should be called Transparent Tuesday as well, because I'm always transparent about my life, because that's the only thing I can relate to, is because over the week I found out that I had a sister that I never met that I'm looking for. Yes, I have a sister. And also, I had a close relative reach out to me to, I don't want to say apologize because it's not really apology, but to let me know what weight they've been carrying for a long time. To my listeners, I was sexually assaulted at the age of 13. And it was something that I had to deal with literally on my own. I didn't go get counseling for it at the time. So this is things that I've been healing from and turning my trauma into testimony. And over the week, I had a close family member that reached out to me and brought the situation up and was carrying this burden for 25 plus years that felt like it was their fault that the situation happened to me. And you know how you think that when things happen to you, it don't affect anyone else. And that's literally what I've been really just been thinking about, because I didn't know it affected that person. You know, like if a situation happened, you think it just happened to you and everybody deal with it at the moment and everybody go on with their life and you're just stuck with this cross to carry. But really everybody carries the cross. And that's why it's good to check up on our friends, check up on our family, and really be transparent and communicate and talk and be able to express our feelings. And they were actually expressing to me that they've been carrying this burden and been really beating themselves up thinking that it was their fault. And really it wasn't. It wasn't nobody's fault. And I really had to, for me, I had to release them from a burden that I no longer carry. And it was crazy. It wasn't crazy to me. It's how things turn around. I had to release that person from carrying that burden and explain to them and let them know, like, hey, I no longer carry that burden. You should no longer carry that burden anymore. And it was never your fault. And that I love this person and I don't ever want them to, you know, ever think about that again. And I felt like I wish you would have told me a long time ago, you know. So maybe and kind of like I felt guilty a little bit because I felt like, well, maybe if they would have told me sooner, I would have freed them earlier. They wouldn't never have to be carrying it or been beating themselves up over the years. So I really just have to think and be cautious of my actions, what I say, because it's not just me. It affects everybody around me. Even if I don't think it or nobody's saying anything, it actually does. And it's important to share how you really feel about certain situations at that time so we won't go on in life carrying certain things and carrying this burden in this way because, you know, that causes dis-ease to our body.
Yes,
and
it does.
We can actually be free from those thoughts. And I was happy to do that because I just felt like, wow, I love this person so much that they just been incarcerated in their mind over this situation for so long, you know. So it was good at the same time, but it was like a domino effect because you never know, you know, once the domino hit, everything rolls down. You know,
yes,
that situation happened to me, but it also trickled down, you know, to others that cared about me and loved me. So I just want to tell my listeners, like, you have to be transparent, you know, with the ones that you love and that you trust, you know, with your honesty and with your information. And be careful. Don't suppress your feelings and your emotion because that's deadly. You don't want to carry dead weight for years and then finally be able to express yourself after all these years and not able to speak on it.
Right.
So for me, it made me conscious and more aware. Like, I need to check up on my friends. Like, I need to ask them, hey, are you okay? It made me conscious of checking up on my friends and family and more so being conscious of what the moves that I make now in my life because I understand now, like, it doesn't just affect me. It affects my family. It affects everybody around me. And what it did show me, and I was laughing earlier, because the quote came to my mind, and I know you know it. It's a quote that says, it's three things that cannot be hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth. And for me, and you know that quote very well, but it's the truth. It cannot be hidden. The truth's going to either come out sooner or later. And the truth will set you free. And
totally.
The truth will set you free. And it's crazy how that person, when they express their guilt and their shame to me, how I was able to free them from that, from the truth. They were actually able to come to me and tell me the truth that had completely, like I said, it's nobody's fault, but to tell me the truth, but for me to free them. And the truth shall set you free. And they were actually free from no longer carrying something that they'd be carrying for so long. And I'm pretty sure that burden been so heavy on their shoulders. And I was actually able to free them. And you have
and
to be conscious. You have to be conscious when people come to you and try to tell you, you know, I apologize, you know, unfortunately, you know, whatever the situation is, we have to be able to free them. Because if we don't, we will be carrying that burden of, if I would have forgave them or if I would have told them that, it wasn't their fault or freed them, then you start carrying that burden because you start thinking about it all the time. So for me, it gave me the humanity and the heart to understand, like, everybody needs to be freed. Everybody needs to be freed from whatever it is. You need to be free, and the truth shall set you free. And that's what I've just been dealing with for the past 2 days, like, really, like, wow. Something that I actually freed myself from, healing, dealing with trauma, I actually had to turn around and free somebody else that had completely nothing to do with it, but the fact that they loved me so much that they carried this burden and came to me and expressed it to me after so many years, and I was able to free them. It gave me more compassion. It gave me more compassion towards people. Literally, like I'm having more compassion towards people because I understand that everybody is carrying burdens that's not even theirs. Literally,
no, they're not.
That's not even theirs. And people are just walking around carrying burdens because off of the love that they have for certain people. You know?
Well, I am so glad, Miyosha Marie, that you came to that realization, because yes, the truth shall set you free. But when you can realize that, look what you've done for that person. See, that's what it's all about. When we move from our insides to reach out to help another one, everybody gets free. But that's really what it's all about. You say call your friends, check on your friends. For the holiday, I might put out 200 calls. Happy holiday. Merry Christmas. I do that to the people that I know.
It's real serious, especially now. Now, because you never know. You never know what people are going through. You never know what they're thinking. Like, I would have never thought in a million years that this person ever felt like this or were even thinking about this or blamed, you know, was blaming themselves for a situation that had nothing to do. I would have never. And I wish they would have came to me earlier and expressed what they've been carrying and what's been on their mind, but they didn't. I'm glad they did it now. I'm better now than later. But it is so important because we don't know what people's going through. We don't know what cross they carrying. We don't know what's going on in their mind. So it's so important. I'm a communicator. I like to talk. You have to be able to communicate with me. And that's why it's so important to communicate with our loved ones, with our friends, in any situation, whether it's a disagreement or not. We have to communicate so we can have a better understanding of things. And also to allow other people to express their feelings. I feel like as Black people, we are taught to not express or, you know, show emotions, especially men. So we have to learn how to do that because we're human. Hell, Jesus wept. It says it. So if he wept, why cannot we cry and express our feelings and our affection? So I just want to let my listeners know that if it's going to be a domino effect, let it be a domino effect of something positive. Let it be a domino effect of something love. Let it be a domino effect of compassion. Let it be a domino effect of healing. Don't let it be a domino effect of guilt. Don't let it be a domino effect of shame. Don't let it be a domino effect of holding grudges, of anything of that negativity, you know.
Right.
Let it be a good domino effect that when it rolls down to good things, and good things come, not rolling down to negative and just carrying things, you know, the whole way through our life and our journey, because that really does affect us. And I feel like that, by me freeing that person, it bettered our relationship.
It did.
Like, now that I know that this was in your mind, it bettered our relationship. I never knew that, but you can tell the other person and how they communicate. Like, they felt free. They felt like, dang, you know? And I can tell, but it's just amazing how we carry things and we don't even understand an effect that, you know, it's causing. And when we do that and communicate, it betters the relationship. It betters the communication. And now I know this person would never go 20 on years with another thing that has anything to do with me. They'll be able to feel comfortable to come to me and express their feelings or whatever it is to tell me. Because they have done it, and now they know, like, well, she wasn't mad, and she wasn't angry. She didn't blame me. She was very compassionate, understanding. In fact, she said, let it go. Like, you know, and it betters people. It betters relationship with other people, and it have that person to have compassion on others and have mercy on others, even within themselves.
That's
so
true, and it starts from within. I'm so glad to hear you talk about this, Miyosha Marie. I'm so glad you share. You say it should be Transparent Tuesday. Well, when you come on, it's always Transparent Tuesday, because I'll be waiting to hear what's up. Oh, yeah,
I can do.
You did what?
I said that's all I can do is be transparent, because I understand that my life my life and my story, when I tell people, they can't believe it, but my life and my story is a testimony to help and uplift other young women, you know, as young girls, as well as young men, because you have to be transparent, because I can't tell you about nobody else but me and what I've been through. And it's amazing. I'm just grateful and so humbled that I'm able to be free and be healed and turn my trauma into a testimony. So to my listeners, please, it's very important to check up on your family and your friends. If situations happened in the past, if they don't talk about it, just go to them and say, how did you feel about, you know, back then when that situation happened? And you'll probably be surprised what that person will say, you know, because you never know, like I said, what burdens and people are carrying off of the past, you know. And it's keeping them stuck in the present and keeping and hindering their future.
Yes, I'm in total agreement. I'm so glad to hear this. I'm so glad you showed us about those dominoes this evening.
Those dominoes effects will kill you, but we want it to be in a positive way. That
totally.
it's gonna roll. Like in good soil, it's gonna keep rolling in good positivity and good energy. So, like I said, it's three things that cannot be hit: the sun, the moon, and definitely the truth. And my man Buddha said that. So, happy Tuesday, everyone. And to my women, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall. Stay woke.
Miyoshi Marie, we love you to death, and I'm so glad. And I just want to put one word out there. Everything is based on timing. And so the timing was right, the clearance was there, and you have freed yourself and freed them all. So thank you so much for your transparency to let us know what we need to know. Listeners, that was What's Up. What's Up? Be back with us next week, and we talked about the three things that cannot be hidden, and that is the sun, the moon, and the truth. And she is totally about transparency. Love you, Miyoshi.
Love you too, Linda. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
And you're for your joy and pain. But I'll